We're doing the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch Mikor Chayim. We're up to the 14th chapter, the 7th halacha, the laws of Kriyat Shema and its blessings. We do not answer Amen after the blessings of Shema. So when we end Yishtabach, and when we end Habucher Bamo Yisrael B'Yahava, we don't answer Amen. So he's talking to Ashkenazim that we say with the Shaliach Tzibur the blessings of Yotzer word by word. Remember, the original institution of the blessings of Shemaya was that only the Shaliach Tzibur would say it and they'd all listen and just answer Amen. Then the rabbis instituted that we say it. In the generation of the Rush approximately, the rabbis saw that people couldn't concentrate well, so they said, we say it with the Shaliach Tzibur. As Ashkenazim, we don't do that, but that's how the Sfardim do. Word by word, they say it with the Shaliach Tzibur. Then there's no point in saying Amen, because you just said the blessing. We'll get to you in a minute. And that's how the Sfardim, that's their custom. But the Ashkenazi custom is that we conclude the blessings before the Shaliach Tzibur, and then we answer Amen to his blessing. According to the Shulchan Aruch, the Shulchan Aruch's opinion is that if we were to answer Amen after the Shliach Tzibur's blessing, before we say Shema, Yeshba Mishum Efsek Ben Abracha Leven Kriyat Shema. The Shulchan Aruch holds that's an illegitimate pause, that's a hefsek between the blessing and Shema. The blessing and Shema should be adjacent. So, as Ashkenazim, some say Amen, some don't. But the Shulchan Aruch holds that if you don't say Amen, then if you do say Amen, that's like a hefsek. So we read the blessing with the Shaliach Tzibur, so then we don't have to answer Amen. We just concluded the same blessing. But everyone agrees, what happens if you finish the blessing before he did, before the Shaliach Tzibur did? You should answer Amen when you hear the Shaliach Tzibur concluded. So some Ashkenazim in this do like the Sfardim, that they wait with the end of the bracha to conclude it together with the chazan. Clear? Halacha ches, gam asuma mevarech berkat yotzer meorot. A blind person also makes the blessing, thanking Hashem for giving us light. One more halacha?
Yes.
Okay, halacha tet, kshegea lamrat vaved enu bracha v'shalom. When we reach the point where we say, bring upon us blessing and peace, then we put together the four tzitzis from the back, two from the back, two from the front of the talis. We hold it in our hands till after Shema. When we reach the sentence, God's words are living and they're extant forever and forever, then we let go of the tzitzis.